Let's turn next to the morning's political developments as tentative attempts to form a government continue. The Labour leader, Ivana Bacic, has been outlining her priorities today, saying she will talk first to smaller left-wing parties with a view to agreeing a common negotiating platform.
I don't believe in simply shouting from opposition benches. So we are very serious about exploring routes into government to deliver change. But we've also been clear that we don't go into government just to make up numbers, just to prop up any of the bigger parties. We only go in if we're convinced we can deliver the radical change that has been set out in our programme for change in our manifesto.
Labour's Ivana Bacic talking a short time ago. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham can bring us up to date. Paul, who's talking to who today?
Well, firstly, the Labour Party is talking to itself. So it's expanded parliamentary party now with 11 TDs, but also two outgoing senators and an MEP. They're meeting at the moment, but later on today, the Labour leader, Ivana Bacic, will hold talks with the Green Party leader, Roger O'Gorman. Now, people will remember that the Green Party were decimated, 11 of the TDs gone, only Roger O'Gorman still standing, and he has indicated that he doesn't believe he has a mandate to go into government. But nonetheless, the Labour Party are trying to get this centre-left alliance together for a negotiating position. Labour is due to meet the Social Democrats tomorrow. The Social Democrats are due to meet Sinn Féin at 2 o'clock this afternoon. We know that a number of Social Democrat TDs will be talking after that meeting. We're not so sure that Sinn Féin will at the moment. But that's what's happening today. And then in the ether, we have Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael also beginning to plot their way forward.
Are Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael in any way interested in bringing Labour or the Social Democrats into government?
I think what they're doing is they're keeping their options open. We know that both Simon Harris and Micheál Martin were in contact with Ivana Bacic this morning. It wasn't detailed, it was just let's meet, and we expect that to happen next week. And that's because the Labour Party wants to hold its discussions with like-minded parties on the centre-left first. It's clear that the direction of travel from Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil has been more focused on trying to establish a block of independent TDs, but they haven't said that's to the exclusion of everything else. I think there is a fear or a concern within both Labour and Fine Gael that the price which Labour will be seeking will be too high. And what they're delighting in to a certain extent is that they have an alternative. But it's still open. I don't think you would discount the Labour Party. I think that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are less likely to find agreement with the Social Democrats.
So talk to us then about this group of independents. Who are they and what are they likely to want?
So we have a group of who've declared themselves as regional independents, and that there are eight of them together, and they are include people like Michael Lowry. Now, he's going to be the interlocutor, the person who's engaging in talks with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. They've made it very clear that they are strong, stable, and will last the course, and that's something that Michael Lowry has spoken about in even before the election. Since the election, we've had Sean Canney and Kevin Boxer-Moran, and they point to the fact that in 2016 to 2020, during that administration when the Independent Alliance was there, that they were there through the tough times and also the good. So the mood from the independents is positive. They feel that they are on the inside track, and what they're trying to do is to indicate that they are sort of tough and prepared to take tough decisions. It may be the case, because of speculation, that the outgoing Ciarán Comhairle, Sean O'Farrill, may be going back into that job. That would mean one less Fianna Fáil TD, so it's possible that they would require someone else and maybe one or two independents outside that newly created regional independent bloc.
Fine Gael has just announced its negotiating team. There are quite a few of them.
There are. We knew that the deputy leader Helen McEntee and also Pascal Donoghue, the former Minister for Public Expenditure, that they were going to be leading the talks. Now we also know that they've added two ministers of state, or former ministers of state, Jennifer Carroll McNeill from Dunleary and also Martin Hayden, who is from Kildare South and the former Minister of State at the Department of Agriculture. Interestingly, they've also gone for two TDs as well. You've got John Cummins, who had been a councillor in Waterford, and then you've also got John Paul O'Shea from Cork North West. So it seems that they're also blooding the ranks as well when it comes to the negotiating team, or making sure that the upper echelons have their foot on the ground, because there's people who've just been elected, and be able to ensure that that's something that the grassroots will go for too.
Paul Cunningham, thank you very much for that.